Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar CM Karpuri Thakur and agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan conferred with high civilian honour Bharat Ratna posthumously. Withdrawal of nominations ends for first phase of Lok Sabha elections except for 4 seats of Bihar. In Odisha, Kendrapara MP Anubhav Mohanty resigns from Biju Janata Dal. Met Department forecasts intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India. In Miami Open tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to face Austin Krajicek and Ivan Dodig in men's doubles final, Daniel Collins to take on Elena Rybakina in women's singles title clash, and in IPL cricket, match underway between Lucknow Super Giants and Punjab Kings in Lucknow. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani tomorrow in New Delhi. During the investiture ceremony this morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the contributions of former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh, P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Chief Minister of Bihar Karpuri Thakur and renowned scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, who were conferred the Bharat Ratna today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna is a recognition of Chaudhary Charan Singh's contributions to the country's development, particularly in agriculture and rural development. He said P.V. Narasimha Rao worked extensively for the country's progress and modernization, and he is also known as a respected scholar and thinker. The Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna to Karpuri Thakur is a fitting tribute to a stalwart who dedicated his life to social justice and equality. Mr. Modi said Dr. M.S. Swaminathan's efforts propelled India from struggle to self-sufficiency in food production. Today was the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the 4 parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jammu in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. The last date for withdrawal of candidates in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar and 4 union territories, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and 4 union territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the Festival of Holi and Bihar Foundation Day. In Bihar, nomination papers of 39 candidates were found valid for the first phase of parliamentary elections in Gaya, Jammu, Nawada and Aurangabad parliamentary constituencies. Scrutiny of nomination papers of 72 candidates were held today. In Uttarakhand, a total of 55 candidates are in the fray for the state's 5 Lok Sabha seats, which will go to polls on April the 19th in the first phase. On the final day for withdrawal of nominations, Arjun Dev, an independent candidate from Almora parliamentary constituency, has withdrawn his nomination today. During a media briefing in Dehradun, additional chief electoral officer Vijay Kumar Jogdande gave this information.
आज नामांकन पूर्ण होने की प्रक्रिया में नाम वापसी का दिवस तय था और 3 बजे तक पूरे हमारे राज्य में 5 लोकसभा सीट है उसमें केवल 1 नाम वापसी का प्रस्ताव प्राप्त हुआ था और इसके पश्चात अभी 5 लोकसभा सीट्स में कुल 55 प्रत्याशी चुनावी मैदान में चुनाव लड़ रहे हैं उसमें टिहरी में 11 गढ़वाल लोकसभा सीट पर 13 अल्मोड़ा लोकसभा सीट पर 7 नैनीताल लोकसभा सीट पर 10 और हरिद्वार लोकसभा सीट पर 14 प्रत्याशी अभी चुनावी मैदान में हैं।
7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi will go to polls during the 6th phase on the 25th of May. Parliamentary constituencies are Chandni Chowk, New Delhi, Northeast Delhi, East Delhi, Northwest Delhi, West Delhi and South Delhi. The notification will be issued on the 29th of next month and the last date for filing nominations is the 6th of May. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 9th of May. The counting will take place on 4th June along with other parliamentary constituencies in the country. More from our correspondent.
In this Lok Sabha election, the national capital Delhi is going to witness a direct fight between the BJP and Aam Aadmi Party Congress alliance. Under the alliance, the AAP is contesting on 4 seats while Congress on 3 seats. The BJP has declared its candidate for all 7 parliamentary constituencies. Bearing sitting MP Manoj Tiwari from Northeast Delhi, the party has replaced all 6 sitting MPs and fielded new faces. Delhi Chief Electoral Officer P. Krishnamurthy informed that the commission has taken a number of measures to ensure enhanced voter participation in the electoral process.
Commission has been doing a lot of work on enhancing the voter participation in the electoral process. There is a program called SWEEP. It's called Systematic Voter Education and Electoral Participation. It's a very comprehensive program which addresses various issues concerning the electoral participation. During this process, the electoral authorities are trying to reach out to various sections of the population, especially the youth, the first-time voters who are completing 18 years of age.
Around 1 crore 47 lakh voters in Delhi will decide the political fate of leader in the 7 parliamentary constituencies. Out of the total voters, around 80 lakh voters are male and over 67 lakh are female in the national capital. For the first time, 1,80,000 voters in the national capital will exercise their franchise in this festival of democracy. In the last 2 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP had made a clean sweep on all the 7 seats, defeating Aam Aadmi Party and Congress candidates. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the news at 9. BJP President JP Nadda has announced the Election Manifesto Committee for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. The 27-member committee will be headed by senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior BJP leader Nirmala Sitharaman will be the convener and Piyush Goyal will be the co-convener of the committee. The BJP has released another list of 11 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Bhartruhari Mehtab will be the BJP candidate from Cuttack Lok Sabha seat. Former Indian ambassador to US Taranjit Singh Sandhu will be the BJP candidate from Amritsar Lok Sabha seat, while Hans Raj Hans will compete from Faridkot seat. Praneet Kaur will contest from Patiala Lok Sabha seat, Ravneet Singh Bittu from Ludhiana and Sushil Kumar Rinku from Jalandhar seat in Punjab. In Bihar, Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas today announced the names of party candidates for the 5 Lok Sabha seats of its quota. LJPR is contesting Lok Sabha elections as part of the NDA. Party President Chirag Paswan has changed his seat this time from Jamui to Hajipur parliamentary seat. Hajipur seat was represented by his father and former Union Minister late Ram Vilas Paswan several times. The party has decided to again field Veena Devi, the sitting MP from Vaishali. She was among rebel MPs who shifted to Pashupati Kumar Paras-led LJP faction. Rajesh Verma will be the party nominee from Khagadia Lok Sabha seat. Shambhavi Chaudhary, daughter of Bihar Minister Ashok Chaudhary, will contest from Samastipur parliamentary constituency. The fifth candidate, Arun Bharati, has already filed nomination from Jamui parliamentary seat. Still with Bihar, the left party CPI-ML today declared its candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. A day after the announcement of seat-sharing agreement in the opposition Grand Alliance, the party will contest 3 Lok Sabha seats of Arar, Nalanda and Karakat. Party State Secretary Kunal said from Arar parliamentary constituency Sudama Prasad and Nalanda constituency Sandeep Saurav will contest elections. Both are also party MLAs. He said Raja Ram Singh will contest Omkarnagar Lok Sabha constituency. The party has decided to field Shiv Prakash Ranjan for the by-election on Agyaon Assembly constituency. CPIM has decided to field Sanjay Kumar Singh from Khagadia, while CPI has given the ticket to former MLA Avdesh Rai from Begusarai parliamentary constituency. In Jharkhand, as per the seat-sharing agreement in the Grand Alliance, the CPI-ML candidate Vinod Singh will contest from Kodarma Lok Sabha constituency. In Odisha, Kendrapara MP Anubhav Mohanty today resigned from Biju Janata Dal BJD ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Mohanty said he was feeling suffocated in the party. BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari today participated in campaigning at Uluberia constituency in West Bengal. Trinamool Congress General Secretary Abhishek Bandyopadhyay today took part in Akademi Sabha in Mathurapur parliamentary constituency. BJP leaders Dr. Jayanta Roy and Nishit Pramanik also campaigned in Jalpaiguri and Dinhata. TNC leader Saugata Roy today interacted with people in his Dum Dum constituency, and Darjeeling's TMC candidate Gopal Lama campaigned at Chopra. Left Front candidate for Dum Dum seat Sujan Chakraborty campaigned in the Kharda area. Left supported Congress candidate Pradeep Bhattacharya campaigned in Kolkata Uttar seat. The Indian Navy has successfully forced the surrender of 9 armed pirates, and specialist teams completed sanitization and seaworthiness checks of FV Al-Kambar. The 9 pirates are being brought to India for further legal action in accordance with the Maritime Anti-Piracy Act of 2022. The crew, comprising 23 Pakistani nationals, was given a thorough medical checkup prior to clearing the boat to continue with her fishing activities. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast intense rainfall and thunderstorm is likely to continue over northeast India till Monday. A report.
Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms is expected over Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbh and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. The weather office has forecast heatwave conditions over north interior Karnataka, Telangana and Rayalaseema till Wednesday. It has forecast a rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over many parts of central and east India during next 2 to 3 days. Nishit Kumar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports in IPL cricket, Lucknow's Super Giants were 191 for 7 after 19 overs a short while ago against Punjab Kings in Lucknow. Earlier, Lucknow won the toss and decided to bat first. Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets in Bengaluru last night. In tennis, fourth-seeded Elena Rybakina will lock horns with unseeded Daniel Collins in the women's singles final of Miami Open in Florida tonight. In men's singles, second-seeded Jannik Sinner will face 11-seeded Grigor Dimitrov in the title clash on Sunday. In men's doubles, top-seeded Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will play the final tonight against the second-seeded pair of Austin Krajicek of America and Ivan Dodig of Croatia. This will be the 14th ATP Masters final for Bopanna, who has so far won 25 doubles titles. In Madrid, Spain, Masters Super 300 Badminton Tournament, India's husband-wife combo of NCK Reddy and B. Sumit Reddy today lost to Indonesian mixed doubles pair of Rinov Rivaldi and Pita H. Mentari in the semi-final. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially Christians, on the eve of Easter. In her message, President Murmu said, "The festival marks the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion." And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar CM Karpuri Thakur and agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan conferred the highest civilian honour, Bharat Ratna, posthumously. Withdrawal of nominations ends for first phase of Lok Sabha elections except for 4 seats of Bihar. In Odisha, Kendrapara MP Anubhav Mohanty resigns from Biju Janata Dal. Met Department forecasts intense rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India. In Miami Open Tennis, Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to face Austin Krajicek and Ivan Dodig in men's doubles final. Daniel Collins to take on Elena Rybakina in women's singles title clash. And an IPL cricket match underway between Lucknow Super Giants and Punjab Kings in Lucknow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.